All right, this is Bleetho. This is another infamous podcast. I've been on vacation, you know, life's been stressful for a brother's home. But I want to touch a few topics while I can. I got to get in touch with Big Bro from Rat Poison. But here we go. I don't know what they're trying to do. Actually, I do know what they're trying to do to our kids, minus the fact that they're poisoning us mentally as physically, as well as physically. Like, you're trying to demasculate the black man, and you're keeping the kids as stupid, and the parents are not paying attention to what they're doing. As long as they're out of your face and not causing no trouble, y'all happy. We have to interact with our kids. We have to do this because the children are the future. And right now, our future fucked up. Keep that 100. Our future really fucked up. These kids don't know how to cook for themselves, clean, let alone do anything. If it ain't connected to a damn video game. Now you got them all connected to a video game. They're not paying attention in life. They think they're entitled to shit. Oh, I'm your child. You have to do this for me. You have to buy. No, I don't have to do nothing. I don't have to do nothing. But be black and die. And when it comes to you, make sure you're fed and clothed. Right? So all of that extra shit y'all trying to flex on, then fuck that. Because you little motherfuckers is out of hand and out of pocket, thinking everybody got entitled. And we working around to make sure you good. And the parents that kill me is the one that rewards ignorance. Or you got to bribe your child to do what he want, do what you want, do his chores and all that. Bruh, if my room wasn't clean, I didn't go outside. At all. Nowadays, they ain't got to clean their room because they ain't never leave their room. There's trash in the room, roads in a while. They sitting in front of that game all day, or they on Facebook. You so caught up in social media. How you plan on getting anywhere in life? Because life ain't no fucking dream, and life ain't fair. And y'all keep thinking y'all entitled to all this shit, and we got to give this shit to you. No. Life is hard. How we going to maneuver the V? How we going to do anything with you kids don't know nothing but Call of Duty and all the other games y'all out here playing? Like, if your child is sitting there playing the game 24/7, how is he getting educated? A lot of people through the pandemic, yeah, y'all helped the kids. I know a lot of parents, yo, they did the homework for the kids. Here's the crazy part. And they was failing. So how's your child going to learn anything when you reward him with ignorance? He goes to school. They ain't really teaching him nothing. They want him to be a homo. They're trying to keep the secret hidden. But the knowledge is so massive. It's so great right now. You can't really keep nothing hidden. All you got to do is do your homework, and you'll find out everything you need to know. Just like what's going on with us with Russia, China, and all this. Y'all trying to hide it, trying to put all this other propaganda up there, but it ain't working. We can see through it. But you got the kids in Fortnite and all this so caught up. They don't know what's going on. You trying to teach them how to be a better man or a better woman. And they don't want to hear it. All they want to do is party, drink, smoke, and run around. And make sure you sit in front of that idiot box. So now you sitting in front of your box, your kid's sitting there. Where he going? What is he getting done in life? When it's time for him to get a job, where is he getting a job at? If it ain't got nothing to do with that game, it's over. The Wi-Fi shut down right now, the kids go crazy because they ain't got nothing to do. They don't know how to go outside and socialize with other kids. They don't know how to go outside and play. No, they know how to sit in front of that box, play this video game, and that's it. You learn skills going out in the street, meeting friends. You make skills going outside. You learn things, what to do, what not to do. You get some time of street value, street knowledge. It's not even always about being in the street. Sometimes it's just common knowledge. But the problem is y'all taking that from us, and the parents are not understanding. They're letting them do it, and they're doing it right in front of your face. They're poisoning us in the food. They're poisoning us in the drinks. They're poisoning us in the mind. They're not teaching our kids shit in school. I remember cursive handwriting. You had to learn how to write in cursive. That don't even work anymore. They don't even do that. Kids are defying the teachers left and right. You're not learning nothing. I ain't got to do this. Okay, then when you get 18, where you plan on working at? You ain't got no education. Where you plan on working at? What real job you gonna get? You ain't. But your parents tried to warn you and teach you that. I got a child right now that tells me, how did you and mama do it? How'd y'all made it? Y'all made it look so easy. Y'all made it look so easy. Yeah, from a child's perspective, yeah. Because you had your clothes. You had what you wanted. We worked hard to get what we had to do to take care of you. Now, you don't want to really work. We raising you and your kids now. What's going on? What's happening right here? We hit. The future ain't shit because you niggas ain't shit. Some of y'all is on track and getting y'all's thing, but a majority of y'all is fucked up, caught up in the streets, caught up in the game or the gangs. And the gang life, Jesus, it ain't even what it's supposed to be. Supposed to protect our people. It's destroying our people. But the problem is our people got to wake up and realize the key is in unity and knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Half these kids don't know what a real phone look like. Ask them how to, hey, cook something. You don't know how to cook? You can make some oodles and noodles. You know, niggas making one-ons. You can do something like that. What you really learn? How you gonna cook? How you gonna get a job? How you gonna survive? You wanna be out here fucking these bitches, then you got a kid. Now you got a kid raising a kid. She don't wanna do it. All she gonna do is put the kid in front of the TV and continue running around, running the streets to make sure. But how's the kid getting educated? Kid's not getting educated. And the school system is trying to downplay Black history, period. Like, we didn't exist. We was just, oh, we're here. We was treated unfairly for this. No, we was stolen. Like property. And this motherfucking country was built on our back. This is our motherfucking country, bitch. We built this shit in here. Most of the inventions, it's us. Like I said, you ever seen a black caveman? We've been civilized since creation. This is why we create so much. But we didn't have patents there. And you like the white man snatching the patents up and no, oh, he made the real McCoy. Oh, he made this. He made this. No, you just stole it from somebody and put your name on it. The engineer is us. The genius is us. The pyramid's still here. How'd you get here? Oh, it was aliens. There's so much shit that's just us. That y'all don't know how we did it, so y'all fear us, and y'all whole purpose is to destroy us, and actually, we're letting it happen. How the fuck in the world we let this shit happen right in front of our faces? Got a kid, I know a kid right now, he stay in front of that game 24-7. You turn the Wi-Fi off, this nigga goes buck nut. He want to trash the house. He don't want to get on punishment. You take his game. He want to break shit in the house and do all this. For what? Because the game mean more to him. Take that shit away from them. Let them play on that bitch an hour. After that, you got to study, read, go outside, do something. But you putting that idiot box down. Because if not, we already failed. Not failing. We failed. We trying to survive now. With these rebellious motherfuckers that don't want to do shit, think you're entitled to shit. Okay, you entitled to take your ass to jail and sit behind a wall for the rest of your fucking life. You think you'd be entitled to get up, get a job, help mom out with the rent like we used to do? Some of us hustled, other of us got a job. Then after that, we got our own place. How you going to move out of mama's basement, nigga? You don't know how to maintain a job or get a real job. Or the structure of raising a family. We have failed y'all. We have failed y'all. And we are definitely on the downfall at a high speed rate. But this is just a test. That's just something I wanted to get off my head. Lie, holler at me, rap poison the fuck up. You heard? GG gang. You know what I'm saying? You be NJB. Real shit. Under the U. 10 down. We got to stay together. Because if we don't, we're already falling apart. So we got to put it back together. Holler at me, big bro. I'm back at it.